You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Couple more stories before I get out of here on a Tuesday that feels an awful lot like Monday. That's OAR, a song called This Town. The U.S. and Japanese carriers linked up and operated in the South China Sea. So, how about that? Several U.S. and Japanese warships recently trained together in the contentious waters of the South China Sea, according to Stars and Stripes. The USS Ronald Reagan, the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Helicopter Carrier JS Kaga, linked up there on Friday to practice maneuvers, sail in formation, and conduct replenishment at sea training, according to a Navy statement. The guided missile cruiser USS Antietam, the guided missile destroyer USS Milius, and the Japanese maritime self-defense destroyers JS Inazum and JS Suzukutsu also took part in the drills. So it goes in the South China Sea. The another story, Navy sacked its second submarine commander in 5 days. Captain Gregory Kircher, who led the guided missile submarine Florida's Gold Crew, they hot crew the submarines, right? So you have a blue crew and a gold crew, so the submarine always works, was relieved of his duties due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command, according to the Navy. Kircher was not under investigation previously. Kircher is the second submarine commanding officer to be relieved of his duties in a week. On Monday, Commander Travis Zettel, with his fast attack submarine Bremerton, was removed from his job in an ongoing investigation. So, the Navy continues to be in the news. Parents of a child molested by a Marine colonel by the name of Dan Wilson are seeking $25 million for pain and suffering. So, that in the news, a terrible story. Let me just make another pitch. Interview with my sister runs. It's about an hour and 20 minutes. It is, it's not for the faint of heart, but I would tell you that you should listen to it. And I think one of the coolest things about All Marine Radio is that it touches lives and it changes lives. And I hope that it would do that, 2.25 years ago when we started it. But now it no shit does that on a regular basis. And I could point to any number thing. And again, I'm not trying to break my arm, pat myself on the back, because what you hear here is an ensemble effort. Me and my friends, people that know me, that reach out to me, hey, have you seen this? Have you done this? But I think, and the reason, and I'll, as I said, I'll put these slides up here in the next couple of hours, as I do my post show work. But it's really thinking about in depth the mental health path of a warrior. And for us who are doing it, how warriors come home to their community, how they find fulfillment, which contributes to their happiness in life, and how that benefits their community as well. And so I never thought that that's well, the coolest part of this for me. I never thought that we would go down this road. So not only helping veterans, but at the same time helping civilians who we don't even know. And the cool part about it is, you know, we talk about a lot of this stuff. So Marines may have heard elements of some of these discussions. For the most part, when civilians deal with it, you know, they're not around, they're not in a culture that deals with it. We are. We're fortunate. We're in a culture that deals with catastrophe a lot, and so whether we want to or not, we see it, we observe it. You know, if you're a civilian and this darkens your doorstep, you may never have been around it ever. Yeah, ever. And so, what do we have to contribute? Well, what we have to contribute is our expertise, and you don't have to have all the answers, but you know, you can tell them where to go. Hey, I don't know, but I know a place where you can start. Go look at the gospel according to All Marine Radio. Go look at that. And there's 8 different verses that go with the gospel. And check it out. Tell me what you think. I'd love to talk to you and get your thoughts about it. And again, so you don't have to have all the answers. I certainly don't worry about having all the answers. But I know where to find it. I know smart people that might have some of the answers, and I'm more than happy to share all that with whoever. And so, I mean, it's really, to me, it's awesome. So, with that said, tell your friends to listen tomorrow. And I'm happy to report to you, report as in a fact. This interview has already changed one person's life. And it hasn't even aired yet. And impacted a bunch of others. So, very, very, very cool stuff that this little endeavor is becoming, and just thoughts and prayers out today to the gunner and his family, going through some family stuff with the passing of an extended family member. So keep Mike and his family in your thoughts and prayers. He's doing good things and helping them. So. I'll talk to him later today, see what he has going on, but that's where he is today. My thanks to Alex Hollings of News Rep for coming on. Used to be Soft Rep, now is News Rep. Have a great day. Be an incredible week here. On Thursday, you'll hear Chris Klein, former machine gunner, former Marine machine gunner. Honor graduate from boot camp, honor graduate from the School of Infantry, stellar performer, right, barracks duty, then the fleet, gets out, winds up being homeless, intravenous drug user, in and out of jail, and has now turned his life around, and he goes on the country and he supports families that are doing interventions with people that have lost their way. And so you'll hear from him on Thursday. So, it's going to be a cool week here. Have a great day. And all the stuff that we do to live the high life. And we should live the high life. We should live a good life. We should give to others. Because there are people that we fought with that didn't get to come home and do any of that. And we owe that to them as their brothers, as their sisters, to remember their sacrifice by making our communities all across this great country that we live in better. So with that said, yeah, I will look for the, I'll put them up on the read board as well as the blog. So either one of those two things within the hour will have the Mental Health Path of the Warrior and the Gospel According to All Marine Radio. So have a great day on a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. All Marine Radio, over and out.